FM on the station app and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
KZN residents are being urged to remain vigilant as inclement weather is expected to persist throughout the week. Since Sunday, most parts of the province have been lashed by heavy rains, strong winds, hailstorms and lightning, leaving a trail of destruction in several communities. While no warnings have been issued at this point for tomorrow, the Weather Service has forecast showers and thundershowers from the afternoon. Newswatch's Tseno Kuhle Malinga reports.
Local government officials say at least 450 people have been affected by this week's storms. One person died in Moy River on Monday after being struck by lightning. Five others have been hurt. At least 13 houses have been destroyed, while 90 have been partially damaged. The severe weather also damaged 28 schools as well as health facilities in Umgungundlovu, Uthugela and eThekwini. It's also caused the partial collapse of the eZimbokodweni River Bridge on the N2 near Amanzimtoti. Officials say disaster management teams are still out across the province assessing the damage. Tseno Kuhle Malinga, East Coast Radio Newswatch.
Three Ulundi supermarkets have been shut over suspicions they were selling expired food. Inspectors visited shops in the CBD yesterday amid growing concerns over the safety of food being sold at some outlets. Municipal manager Sandile Khomo says they've confiscated Ayoba-branded biscuits, which are believed to have made pupils ill at Kwatreza last week. He says the seized stock will be tested.
We believe there are still other shops that might be selling the same or items that might cause harmfulness to the kids or to the community. Hence, the operations will proceed so that at least we are comfortable that whatever that is being sold, it's certified and that it can be used or consumed by the community. The shops will be closed still because the bylaws also, there are fines that needs to be paid, but it's not solely to say we want them to pay the fine, we want them to comply with what they said they will be selling in their shop.
In the U.S., Democratic presidential candidate Kamala Harris is expected to concede defeat later today after rival Donald Trump secured a stunning return to office. Trump sealed the win when he passed the 270 electoral college vote threshold by taking the swing state of Wisconsin. He flipped that state back along with Pennsylvania and Georgia after losing them to Joe Biden in 2020. International politics expert Dr. Oscar Van Heerden says Trump spoke to issues that affect ordinary Americans during his campaign, something he believes the Democrats ignored.
High unemployment is high. The economy needs to be fixed. And there's just too many illegal immigrants coming across the southern border. Now, they don't talk to those issues. Instead, they say, we are the light and Donald Trump is darkness. He's a convicted felon. He's a threat to democracy. But they were not listening to what ordinary Americans want and feel on the ground. And now those elected are teaching the Democratic Party a lesson.
Well, Russia has reacted to the developments in the U.S., saying it will judge Trump on his actions. The Kremlin has asserted, though, that President Vladimir Putin has no plans to congratulate him. Durban 20 tomorrow, Pietermaritzburg 16, Richards Bay 21.
Here's what's coming up in your sport. Bukayo Saka is still confident that Arsenal can win silverware this season. Rory McIlroy says that he's not aware of any breakthrough in the PGA Tour PIF talks. And Darcy Graham ruled out of Scotland's showdown with the Springboks on Sunday.